A Dunedin taxi company, Southern Taxis, has been ordered to pay four former drivers almost $100,000 in arrears over minimum wages and holiday pay underpayments. The Employment Relations Authority determined that Southern Taxis was treating its employees as contractors to save money. Sham contracting, as it's known, is becoming a growing concern for the Labour Inspectorate. Labour Inspectorate National Manager Stu Lumsden is here to talk about this now. Good morning to you, Stu.
Good morning.
So essentially, what have they been pinged for?
It was a clear evidence of sham contracting being practised by Southern Taxi. They knowingly breached the law at the expense of these drivers.
And how did they do this? What did they do that they were trying to save money by doing, which ran foul of the law?
Basically, they said they were commission agents, and there's no such thing as a commission agent under the employment law. You're either a contractor or a employee. So at best, the drivers received a minimum wage no more than 15% of the time they were employed, and they didn't receive any holidays or leave.
They got minimum wage 15% of the time. Are you telling me 85% of the time they didn't get minimum wage?
That's correct.
That's a pretty shocking situation for them to be in. And you say, what, no other conditions like holiday pay, leave entitlements, anything like that?
No, they were clearly employees. I mean, they were actually deducting PAYE, paying for that. And we have four tests that we apply to decide whether someone's an employee or a contractor. There's the intention test, the control versus independence test, integration test, and a fundamental economic reality test. So basically, these drivers had no control. So it was quite clear they weren't contractors.
John Campbell on Checkpoint has done a lot of work on this issue too, and you probably heard quite a bit of this stuff. He's been looking at the courier industry in recent weeks. Do you think, from what you've heard and possibly investigated too there, that there may be cases to come in that area? Because those tests that you've met and talked about there, the intention test, the control, the amount of agency, I guess, that those workers have, very much under question in that industry. Do you think that, or are you taking cases in that area?
So we have a number of cases underway or under investigation. Also have a case in the Employment Court with Solutions Personnel. That's a labour on hire company, where we believe they were employers but being treated as contractors. So we're waiting for the results of that particular case. But it's definitely a growing focus for the Labour Inspectorate, as we've seen over the years, more and more people sort of actually setting up sham contracting to avoid paying their workers.
How does Uber fit with all this?
That's a good question. We haven't actually got into that particular part of the industry yet. So we haven't really sort of studied to see exactly how they're set up.
An interesting answer too. You said yet. Are you looking at them?
Not yet. So, quite simply, we're waiting for a lot of decisions through the court. So this was one of the decisions we were waiting for, to sort of clear guidance to make sure our thinking is in line with the ERA. And from there, we then sort of try to educate people. So, you know, all this information is on the Employment New Zealand website around whether you're an employer or a contractor, and we really urge employers to look at that carefully, because quite simply, if we find that an employer has disguised employment as sham or contracting, it's a clear case of sham contracting, and we'll seek penalties.
Thanks for your time. Stu Lumsden there, the National Manager for the Labour Inspectorate.